A study by the nonprofit Wildfire Conservancy concludes Proposition 30 could dramatically reduce pollution, the annual acres burned in wildfires, and their economic cost. Will Barrett with the American Lung Association said that largely due to the extreme wildfires California has endured over the past years, it now has 10 of the United States' 25 cities that suffer most from particulate pollution. Barrett also said that since 2018, California has experienced 7 of the 10 largest wildfires in the state's history. Economic consultant Brad Williams said that the Wildfire Conservation Survey estimates that Proposition 30 could reduce wildfire acres burned by 300,000 to 500,000 in a typical year, in part by increasing the numbers of firefighters. Williams listed various costs incurred by wildfires.
The major cost categories include losses of life and property, disruptions to business activity, losses of resources such as sellable timber, crops, wildlife, habitat, costs to state and local governments, and quite importantly, the adverse longer-term health impacts of wildfire emissions, especially those related to small particle matter.
Williams concluded that wildfires in rural areas cost approximately $16,000 per acre, while wildfires in urban areas cost $400,000. Williams said that using his derived cost per acre of burned land, the 300,000 to 500,000 acres protected by Prop 30 represent a savings of $11 billion annually. Williams said that this cost analysis ignores the high cost wildfires have on California's tourism industry. He said that higher insurance and loan costs in regions at risk for wildfire damage are also economic factors to consider. A proposal to tax millionaires to fund electric vehicle expansion and wildfire prevention might seem like an easy lift. But Governor Gavin Newsom is throwing his weight against Proposition 30. He appears in an ad opposing the measure and targeting Lyft, the initiative's lead funder, which has donated more than $15 million to the proposition's campaign.
Fellow Californians, I need to warn you about Proposition 30, one company's cynical scheme to grab a huge taxpayer-funded subsidy. Don't be fooled. Prop 30's being advertised as a climate initiative, but in reality, it was devised by a single corporation to funnel state income taxes to benefit their company. Put simply, Prop 30 is a Trojan horse that puts corporate welfare above the fiscal welfare of our entire state. Vote no on Prop 30.
Williams admitted that the proposition could be misleading in that it promotes a focus on wildfire prevention when 80% of its spending will go towards electric car subsidies and the development of charging stations. But Williams says Proposition 30 is aligned with the governor's objectives.
We would just point out that the governor's goals in this area, you know, his executive order, and which has been followed up by a proposed regulation by CARB, would have us go to 100% sales of electric vehicles by 2035. That's going to cost a lot of money for California.
Newsom fails to mention in his ad opposing Proposition 30 that the tax will only apply to individuals who make more than $2 million a year. Some voters may be surprised that Newsom opposes a proposition that promises to increase the presence and usability of electric vehicles and prevent wildfires. He is joined on the no side by California's Republican Party, a rare allegiance. The California Teachers Association also opposes Proposition 30, noting that the funds raised would be exempted from the current formula that dedicates a certain percentage of state revenues to public education. The measure is supported by several environmental groups, the Unite Here Union, the California Democratic Party, and Lyft. For Pacifica Radio KPFA, I'm Emmett Levy.